Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Auditor Dan Widmer about absentee and Election Day voting changes for the city and school election on November 2nd. This is part two of a two-part interview.
I had this question about the counting of absentee ballots in that week following the election. If you think this change will have much of an effect on the results for the county, you think?
I don't think it will have a big change. We typically don't get a lot of ballots coming in the past after Election Day, but again, I think it will take care of all of that. We should have unofficial totals fairly soon and well in time for the canvass that will occur next Tuesday after the election at the Board of Supervisors meeting. Absentee voting continues to climb, and no matter if you're looking at a primary election or a general election, we had a big increase in November of 2020. Obviously, some of that increase was due to concerns that people had with the COVID virus, but I think what's interesting, though, to note is that the general total, absentee ballots by mail, absentee ballots in person, and votes cast on Election Day, that total has not really changed, but the number of absentee ballots cast has increased. And so I'm really interested to see if that trend continues. I've talked to people that voted absentee for the first time last November in order to avoid possible COVID effects. And they've said to me afterwards, wow, I didn't realize that it was quite that easy to vote absentee. I found it very convenient, very handy, very quick and easy to do. And so again, I'm really interested to see if the number of absentee ballots cast increases. Mm-hmm. But again, I think it's interesting to note that the overall total has not changed.
We can't really play the predicting game as far as how long the counting of the votes will take election night, but now that it's ending an hour sooner, how long of a night are you anticipating?
I would hope we would have results by 9 o'clock. I always just figure an hour. Mm-hmm. And so officially my statement would be, I would anticipate that we would have unofficial results around 9 o'clock p.m. on election night.
Because they're not hand-counted, right?
No, we just get unofficial results, and then that's what the board does on the next Tuesday, mm-hmm. canvasses them, and then they're official. Because on election night, it used to be in the past, we didn't know for sure. We might get some more in the mail tomorrow that conceivably could affect the race. That happened in Crawfordsville a few years ago, the big town of Crawfordsville. One person won a seat on the city council in Crawfordsville by one ballot. There were two absentee ballots that came in after election night, and both of them were for the person that was behind, so it flipped the election. Prime example of every vote really does count.
Exactly. We've about covered all of it, but would you want to give some reminders for when polls will be open for the election and other important times mm-hmm. for the auditor's office?
Polls will be open at 7 a.m. on election day, 7 o'clock in the morning, and they will close at 8 o'clock p.m. on election evening. And so that is very important to remember. That is one of the big changes that the legislature instituted this spring. So polls will close at 8 o'clock. What I'm trying to say is that if an individual shows up at 5 minutes after 8 to vote, unfortunately, they will not be allowed to vote. And that is unfortunate. So I really want to get the word out on that. And there are a few days when we will be open longer than our usual hours. We will be open until 5 o'clock p.m. on Monday, October 18th, and Friday, October 29th, as well as what I stated earlier, we will be open till 8 o'clock p.m. on election day or election evening. In closing, I just want to say that I realize that the voting process may seem complicated, but I hope that my comments today have at least alleviated some of that. However, I just want to stress to the public, please do not hesitate to call the auditor's office. Our number is 653-7717, and call that number if you have any questions. And it also goes almost without saying that likewise, please feel free to stop by our office in the courthouse, and we will be more than happy to assist you. I know that the voting landscape has changed somewhat dramatically, and we just want to help voters in any way that we can. So please don't hesitate to reach out.
That was the second half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Auditor Dan Widmer about absentee and Election Day voting changes for the city and school election on November 2nd. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.